It's a chicken or the egg situation. Does prevalence of electric cars make more charging stations sprout up in a given city, or is it the other way around? Tampa City Councilmember Lisa Monteleone said demand will determine whether a city will pursue the kind of infrastructure that supports cars powered by electricity.
The market is really driving this. You know, it's not something that we decided to do in hopes that the market will respond. The market is already there, and we're responding to the market, which, you know, economic development 101, that's the way things are supposed to work. So we're happy that it worked out that way this time.
She said that market creates the right climate for the city to take electric vehicles seriously.
Tampa Bay was the premier market for the electric vehicles from the industry. So that's why it was important for us to have them here, because they're anticipating a swift sales of whatever vehicles they take into their facilities.
Today, Tampa City Council passed an ordinance to pave the way for new charging stations throughout the city as well as Hillsborough County.
Amending Section 15-56, adding new section relating to electric vehicle charging station parking.
Second.
Repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinances in conflict therewith, providing for severability, providing an effective date.
Monteleone said the charging stations are coming about thanks to a joint effort by the city, the county, and the U.S. Department of Energy.
Through funding, partnering with Hillsborough County, and through funding from the Department of Energy, we are able to install these pieces of equipment in certain facilities around the city and the county so that people can feel comfortable.
The same agenda item addressed the relatively new option to pay with a credit or debit card for city parking spaces. Monteleone said it was more of a housekeeping item to make sure the language was up to date.
In our code of ordinances, because we had to change the language that said that another form of payment was accepted. And, you know, nobody carries, well, I wouldn't say nobody, but very few people carry change in their pockets these days. So so having a form of electronic payment where you can use your debit or credit card in the machine is just a language change that we made.
Today in council chambers, officials also discussed a lawsuit that may cost the city a pretty penny. It has to do with former police chief Marion Lewis, who challenged incumbent Mayor Pam Iorio in 2007. The suit is over the question of whether Lewis should have been able to stay on as chief during his campaign. City Attorney Jim Schimberg said it's been bogged down in courts for several years.
The case has to do with whether or not he was required to resign in order to run, and also whether he did in fact resign to run by signing the oath of candidate.
City legal staff said they're hoping the Florida Supreme Court will hear the case, which has been sent in between civil and appeals courts and most recently decided in favor of Lewis. Schimberg cautioned the council members not to stray into discussing the merits of the ongoing case today in public. Councilmember Mary Mulhern said it was probably best for the council to talk about the city's next step behind closed doors, also known as a shade meeting.
Since we are in currently still in litigation on this item, for us to discuss it in public, including with anyone from the public and especially with the press, we really shouldn't be doing that.
That meeting has not yet been set. In its final judgment, the Second District Court of Appeals ruled that Lewis is entitled to up to $1 million in lost wages and legal fees. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.